Lloyd Bandy, is that your greatest night in management?
It's up there, isn't it?
It's up there again. Last year with Curzon Aston, they were pushing for promotion. Say there was two leagues above us. Tonight, I don't think you could tell the difference. I think we were better side from minute one to 96.
Well, you scored straight off, didn't you? Good goal by, two good goals by Mike Fish, but what, third minute?
Third minute, yes. Yeah. It's about 2.5 minutes longer than what it was last year, though, yeah, wasn't it?
I think last year we had 89 seconds, minutes to hang on for. I think Benno scored after 8 seconds, but yeah. I say once we got the first one, and obviously when Jack got sent off, they didn't really change the shape. We kept our discipline. I think we deserved the win tonight.
What did you think when they equalised?
We don't panic, I don't think. We just carry on as the way we do. Some weeks it won't work and other weeks it does. I think tonight, I think we got it spot on between us, the team, the formation. They couldn't live with our pace out wide. Dougie up front did well. Fishing, little 10 roll, two goals, and Scott Kay and Keogh had most of the ball, and the lads at the back worked the stripe off.
You told me when we spoke on, was it Monday night? It started to snow again. You told me on Monday night that you were going to work on a few things and match Stalybridge. I feel you did match them tonight.
Look at the first goal. First goal, we spent 20 minutes on Monday practising it. How we scored the first goal, it was great. You know, in training, it didn't come off at all, did it? But, you know, we kept on ramming it down the throats, and fair play to them. They did it on the pitch, didn't they?
25 minutes on a Monday. They're moaning because they're getting cold and all that. 3 minutes into the game, we're one up. And then they're all running off and celebrating. They're all in there now. So we'll be doing the same again next year. We've got work on stuff. So on a Saturday or Tuesday night, it comes off.
Do you get to keep the trophy if you win it 3 years in succession?
I wish.
We'll just have the money to cash it in.
You can't.
There's money tonight, is there?
No, we'll cash a cup in.
Cashing in.
Cold sausage rolls, aren't they? As a payment, that's it.
End of the season now, let's say 4 or 5 years have been here, we've won it four. I'd say the club would probably prefer an FA Cup run, but when you look back in 5 or 6 years, throughout the last 5 years of winning it, we've had some tough games, trapping in the semi-final, Stalybridge, a couple of first years, FC United in the first couple of rounds. So,
to be fair, these are no mugs. That was probably their strongest 11 as well, so they didn't take the competition lightly.
No, I know that. I spoke to Liam Watson, he was very keen to win it. Apparently Stalybridge haven't won a cup since 2003.
I were playing then, so it's a long time ago.
Jesus, that must have been a long time ago.
But again, I don't know if they put full strength side out, so they weren't underestimating. They made two changes straight at half time, so I say.
Yeah, fair play to him for taking the competition seriously.
What did you think of the sending off? I've got to be honest, I didn't see it because people were standing in front of the tannoy box window. I know I've spoken to one or two Stalybridge people. They say they reckon it might have been a penalty. It really is snowing. It might have been a penalty, but they felt it was harsh for a sending off.
I think he's slipped, so he's on the ground.
The referee about it. The referee said he made a movement to block the ball with his hand. He said if he would have kept his hand there and the ball hit his hand, it would have been a booking. Nothing else. But because he made a movement to scoop the ball out, that's why he had to send it. Because it was intentional. That's how he judged it.
Because, see, he's probably their main threat set pieces. And both ends.
He's been consistently their best player.
Well, he's been
season.
Top. I think he's top goal scorer, isn't he, from centre half. So, yeah. They didn't change the shape, and we didn't change ours.
So, can you build on this now? Next season, you were looking good for the playoffs, January, Feb.
You didn't have to bring that up, did you? We're a cup side. No, but again,
lack of depth in squad. To be honest,
we lost Carlton Henson, Callum Warburton was just getting fit, and then Scott Kay. We lost FC. Mickey Thomas gone working in Holland. So. We haven't got a big pot to pull the money out of, so we've just, to be fair, Fitz is coming at right back, done a job. Young Joe's weren't in the squad tonight, but Sam Howell, they've all mucked him. We've only got 16, 17 lads, but...
You've always said they've got excellent spirit in the side.
Well, you've seen tonight.
Yeah. They don't last too long in the changing room if they don't, to be honest. That's the difference. That's one thing we play on more than anything. You know, if they've got spirit, they'll fight, they'll run through brick walls for you.
So what is it now, back to Seal Park for celebration?
I'm going home to bed. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
He's a bit old for doing a paper round, but
rock and roll.
No, it's like I say, the lads more enjoy it now than probably us two.
And do you take a rest now? When do you start building for next season?
Already have. I've
already been doing it the last 4 weeks.
So
thank you very much, gentlemen.
No problem.